Are you taking hits? What are you doing?
Vaping.
Okay. Well, let's do some retro gaming. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I want to do a top five retro game.
Okay.
All right. Seeing as that was your idea.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
But so, it's pre-91.
Pre-91, right. All of my stuff's going to be way pre-91. So, what was that tank game? That's the one I was texting you about.
Yeah. So, it's in a pack called Combat.
There's that's
30 games or some crap.
Well, back in the day, it just came on a cartridge with one game.
No. Combat was like 30 different games.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Talking about taking hits from the bong, my memory shot, so it could be it. 30 games, perfect.
Yeah, it is. I posted it on the podcast Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I posted the picture of the box.
That one's my number five. Here's why. I loved playing it. I don't think I ever won a game against a friend, ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was terrible at it. My button would not fire. I would never, it just would not give me the firepower I needed.
I always took the broken controller.
that's what I'm blaming it on.
Were you playing on Atari?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the likelihood of that controller being broken is incredibly high.
It is actually those pretty high. Cheap. But yeah, I never won a game on that. But I liked it and wanted to play it. I was frustrated that I couldn't win. But that's my number five.
My number five is Missile Command.
Yes.
That game was so dope.
That was a good game.
Media.
I liked that game in the arcade.
Yeah, it was cool because I had the trackball.
Yeah, it had the
ball. We didn't have the ball at home, so I was like breaking controllers and shit.
Right. No.
All the time because you get pissed off and you'd be like,
"Rrr!" Yeah, and that's how you break your controller. Yeah.
Left and right.
And then when you try to play combat, you screw it up. No, that was a good game and it was hard. It was a hard game.
Yeah.
It was really tough to win.
Yeah, because I mean, it was one of those games that those early games didn't have like an end stage. You just kept going and going and going.
Until
and
you
going.
Died.
Yeah.
Actually, there was... No, you're right. All those games were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. So that's your number five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, if you were good enough, which I wasn't, you would get to the kill screen where it would just stop.
Right. But I don't know what that is.
It's like when the game just stops. It's called the kill screen.
I was never good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It occupied a lot of my time, and you would think I would have grown up to be a pro gamer. I'm not.
No. I don't think anybody from that era, except for Billy Mitchell, grew up and was a pro gamer. But he's a hot sauce mogul.
Oh, he is?
Down in Florida, yeah.
Oh, hot sauce mogul.
Big Trump guy. Big Trump guy.
So that, what's that got to do with hot sauce?
Nothing.
Or you're just telling me he's a Trump guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you about him.
He's okay.
Big Trump supporter. Yeah.
Well, sounds like a great guy. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, he's not. Well, he's a cheater.
Of course.
He faked a bunch of world records. Like
how do you fake
them? In the modern era, you play him on an emulator that's not the real game, and you take a video of it. He submitted to Twin Galaxies, and you're like, oh, I'm the record holder now.
So does it make it easier?
No.
Is it the same game?
Yes.
So what?
But it's not the arcade board, and those records are for the arcade board.
Oh.
Like you play it on like your computer at home.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Instead of an arcade game.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so he cheated.
Yeah.
He broke the rules.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was stripped.
Well.
Stripped. Not naked, but of his titles.
Of his titles.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few celebrities that have had that happen to them.
Yep.
Wade
Boggs.
What's the no nut racer guy? He beat every form of cancer that ever was created. He got it. Brain, testicular, liver.
Well, cancer wasn't created. Cancer is a side effect of living.
All right. We can deep dive into that philosophical shit that you're spewing all over the place, right. But I'm just saying it was created somewhere.
No.
Somehow it
inside
got created.
Inside of his body.
I was created.
Inside of his body it
see,
was
see, when
created.
A man really loves a woman and they hold each other.
Really?
I turned my phone off. I could have swore I turned it off. Folks, this is just went from not professional to, or professional to not. I apologize. Phone is going off. Right? Nah.
He should also be using his CPAP machine.
Why? I'm healed.
You're not healed.
I don't snore anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I sleep all the way through the night.
Okay.
I lost weight. A bunch.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anyway, it's that guy that did the Tour de France. What's his
name?
Lance
Armstrong?
That's the one. He got stripped. Didn't he dope?
Yeah, oh yeah, he was doing HGH or some crazy
Yeah,
shit.
he lost some medals there or something.
So what's your number four?
So I've got some good ones. I think it was called, what's the asteroid one on in television?
Asteroids?
No, it had a different name.
Space War.
Sure, we'll call it that. It's like that. It has the little spinny things that fall. It's, you know.
It was asteroids, but they called it something else.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They called it something different. I guess it was cheaper to do that.
Well, yeah.
So, but that one I could do really good at. You basically left, right, left,
you have the spinny
right.
Dial thing?
You could spin, but this one you just went left and right, and it would. I mean, you get to the point where, look, as long as you're going back and forth and shooting something up.
Oh, you're talking about Space Invaders.
Well, it's like Space Invaders, kind of, right? But it has, so the invaders fall in a very structured format for Space Invaders. This, it just kept falling. They'd send out these rocks and then these spinny things, and I can't think of the name of it. I wanted to call it Missile Command, but that would be completely false.
No. Missile Command. I'm pretty sure. Oh, it's called Space Armada.
Armada. That's what it was. That was the one I want. Yeah. That was my number four. I loved that game. Spent some time on that too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Television.
Yeah.
That's what rich kids had.
Absolutely. I'm not going to try to tell you.
You're playing a Smurfs game.
I didn't grow up in the hood. I don't have that kind of background. I'm not even going to try to put out a rap album, but that's what I had in television.
I thought you had an Atari.
I did.
My poor friends had an Atari. I had an Intellivision.
You said it, not me.
The only game I ever played on Intellivision was a Smurfs game.
Oh, that's sad. I don't think we ever had that.
Yeah.
We also had B-52 Bomber.
Oh, yeah.
Not on my list, but we had that game too. You just flew this B-52 and bombed countries? I don't remember too much of it.
Yeah.
That was a good American game.
Well, you didn't bomb countries. You bombed specific country.
Oh, okay. Good.
Japan.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I might have had it coming in that era. I don't know. I was pretty young and didn't care.
That's fair.
Okay. But it was a good game. I remember playing it, but I remember liking the Armada game better.
Okay.
Yeah. What's yours?
Well, my number four is complicated.
Mm.
Pole Position.
How is that complicated? That was a great game.
Yeah, it was a great game, but wasn't a whole lot to it. You just
rode
the Grand Prix.
Right?
Yeah. Because no one knew how to say Grand Prix because we're not a bunch of French assholes.
No, it was a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just rode around the Grand Prix.
Right. And that made me think of Rally X.
Yeah.
I loved playing Rally X.
Good game.
Yeah. You hit the oil spot and your little guy spins.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes through the cactus and into the sand, but you got put right back.
Right.
You were good to go. Yeah, that was a good one. So if we're on to number three.
We are.
I'm going to have to probably go. I'll throw Space Invaders in at three.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Of course. Classic.
You ever played the newer arcade version where you just sit there with a gun?
You have a gun in the newer one?
Well, yeah.
I did not.
You're sitting in a chair like at Wonderland. You just sit in a chair and play Space Invaders, and it has a gun instead of a controller.
I didn't know. I'm totally unaware of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you can play two-player.
Oh.
Go head-to-head, and I get wrecked by my fiance.
Oh.
All the time.
Well. Huh.
Sad.
He's sad.
Sad. So my number three, Spy Hunter.
I remember Spy Hunter. Wow, you're digging up some old school games, bro.
Had that 8-bit, like, Peter Gunn, like, spy, you know, James Bond theme.
Right.
Yeah, hit with the oil slick and spun out, and then the KGB came and killed you.
Oh, yeah. Yo,
to drive your cars into the semis to get them powered up.
Are you of the age where you played Castle Wolfenstein on the original Apple IIe?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That was post-91.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
I don't think so. Castle Wolfenstein, that was in...
It's Castle Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that was the original. The original on your Apple IIe computer that your parents paid $200 million for, and it was a word processor for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I played it.
That one, and that one was just like...
Oh, you're talking about, it wasn't even 3D, it was like 1981. I never played that game.
Yeah, dude, that's what I grew up playing that. Yeah. And you would run into these rooms and you'd hear, "Halt, SS!" And then you'd have to run real quick or launch a grenade and run real quick and blow up the guy that was at the door. Then you could go back into the room. And then go find, you know, what you were trying to do.
I never had the pleasure of playing Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, that was a good one.
But I played the shit out of Spy Hunter.
Okay. I remember Spy Hunter. I don't think I ever played that.
No, it was a good game, man.
Was it?
Yeah, you had like a weird Corvette.
Right.
It was like James... No. It was James Bond's Aston Martin.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you just like drove around killing all the other spies and shit.
Well, that's, what else are you going to do? You're bored.
Not bored. Defending liberty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Defending liberty.
That's right. It's an American game.
I wonder how canceled I could get if I created a game that I really wanted to do.
Yeah, what game is that?
I don't know. I just came up with the idea. I'd probably get pretty canceled if I did it the way I wanted to.
Why? Why?
It'd be pretty funny. Because I think I would go... pretty political, I think. I don't know.
Really?
Well, maybe. I don't know. What's your two?
What's your turn?
Yeah. You know, I know Pac-Man was huge. I get it. Right? And I was okay at it. Right? I was okay. I did good at Pac-Man. But it's not on my list. My number two... It's pre-91, which screws me up a little bit. I don't know. Give me some ideas. What was your two?
My two?
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers. The game is baller as shit.
I was
struggling, though, because I wanted to say Duck Hunt, because I always tried to shoot that fucking dog.
Right.
That motherfucker.
You can shoot the dog, and it just goes, "Arr!"
This doesn't do shit. It doesn't kill it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and that dog is a piece of shit. But Super Mario, fucking love that game, man.
Well, I did play that a lot.
When I was a kid, I used to speedrun the shit out of that game. I was really good at it. And then I was playing it like a couple months ago on the Switch.
Right.
I fucking suck.
Really?
I can't get past first level. Like, there's a game where you're playing against other people. And if you die, you're degraded, and you have to watch the other people play.
Yeah.
It's like a battle royale type situation.
Huh.
But you get degraded because you're forced to watch the other people.
Really?
Or log out and log back in.
And you're degraded.
Yeah, it's degrading to watch some asshole little kid who's never played Mario in his life do the shit I used to do.
Right.
Oh, man, I've spent so much time playing Mario.
And I know my grandkids are now getting into Smash Brothers, right? They love that. They're having fun with that.
Yeah.
But
all kids like Smash Brothers. I hate that game.
Why?
I used to play it a lot, like with my kids.
Right.
But Jesus, like, if you get stuck in like an air juggle combo, you're just getting your ass kicked by a little kid.
That's it.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stuck because I don't really have a number two. Because I'm just feeling like I listed out the games that I played and liked, and now I'm moving up
What'd you list?
Well, I mean, Duck Hunt was a good game, and we did play the hell out of that too.
That was fun.
That I think that kind of came with your Nintendo console.
Yeah, so it came with it came with Mario, Duck Hunt, and some other game.
Yeah,
no, it was Mario and Duck Hunt. That was it.
I think that was it. The two. And like, I mean, I did log some time on that, but I don't want Duck Hunt to be my number two just because I can't think of one.
You know what game would be your number two if you played it?
What?
It was this game on the Commodore 64 called Raid Over Moscow.
Never played that.
And you had like a spaceship. Remember when Reagan was like, we're going to do like Battlestar, like satellites.
Star Wars, right?
Yeah. And we're going to get those commies.
Right. We're going to get them.
Right.
Before they get us.
So they were in the game. They're launching a nuclear missile and you have to fly like a stealth aircraft space fighter.
Okay.
From the satellite over Russia and nuke them. The game was so sick. It's not on my top five list.
Yeah.
That game was awesome.
You know what? I did play a lot. Asteroids. Going back to that. Yeah. Asteroids, I did play a lot of.
Well, how about Oregon Trail?
No.
No.
I lived in Nebraska.
Bro.
We didn't care about Oregon.
Dude. What? That game was so fucking good.
We grew up in Nebraska. We had to.
Well, I won't spoil
Trail of Tears or whatever we had. I don't know.
So, yeah, Asteroids, that's a good number two, man.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Asteroids at five and move everything up one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. I'm excited about my number one.
Yeah? What's your number one?
What's your number two? Or did you just say it? No, you didn't.
No, I did. Super Mario.
Okay. Rahim.
What?
I said, okay, Rahim.
Oh, wow.
Then my number one, Donkey Kong, all-time fave.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah, I loved it. It was my fave. I mean, to this day, if you whipped out a Donkey Kong, not Dong, I would play it. I would sit here and I would hit pause on the podcast and I would get into it.
So Donkey Kong would be my number one if we were talking about best retro games.
I thought we were top five pre-91 retro games.
Our top five, not...
Yeah.
Not like is literally probably the best game that came out pre-91.
Okay.
But have you ever seen Donkey Kong, King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters?
No.
Oh, you should see that. It's about this school teacher in Seattle who got an arcade cabinet of Donkey Kong and tried to become the Donkey Kong world champion, only to be defeated head to head by Billy Mitchell, Trump supporter and cheater.
But all around that good time, guy.
But that time, he didn't cheat because he couldn't. But yeah, it's a great movie.
Okay, it's called Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah, King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
When I was in the band Snot, we had a song called Fistful of Love.
Yeah, I bet you did.
It was a good song. It was funny. Wow. But yeah, Donkey Kong would be my number one all-time super meg fave.
My favorite retro game, Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm taking out Asteroids.
Okay.
I forgot all about this. Pitfall.
Ooh.
I logged some hours on Pitfall.
Yeah?
So if I took all my video game hours that I have logged in my life, I would probably be a triple Nobel Prize winning physicist.
Oh, yeah.
And just if I applied that much energy, that much time, that much enthusiasm into my studies, I would be, I don't know, something cool.
I feel like if I put as much time into my life and my career as I have Skyrim and Fallout, I probably would be a multimillionaire.
Probably. Yeah, boy, shoulda, woulda, coulda, Raj, right?
Right.
That's it. Yeah, that's funny. Well, that concludes our top five retro games pre-91.